Introduction to Bitcoin, Blockchain, and Cryptocurrencies. Created by the Center of Excellence. Narrated by Brian Grayson.
Center of Excellence. An Introduction to Bitcoin, Blockchain, and Cryptocurrencies. Module 1. What is Bitcoin? Bitcoin is a decentralized e-cash or electronic cash or digital currency that is not issued or backed by a government or central bank. It functions on a peer-to-peer network where one user makes a payment to another without going through an intermediary or a trusted third party. Bitcoin solves the problem of double spending, that is, the same digital unit being copied repeatedly, without a central authority to manage and safeguard the integrity of a transaction ledger. PayPal can be considered a digital currency, but unlike Bitcoin, its digital units are represented in fiat currency, currency that a government has declared to be legal tender but is not backed by a physical commodity, like pounds or dollars. Even more important, when payments are sent through PayPal, the company records transactions on the ledger it maintains by debiting and crediting user accounts. Instead of having a central authority to maintain a transaction ledger, Bitcoin users form a peer-to-peer network and maintain the ledger together through consensus. Bitcoin is known as a cryptocurrency because it uses cryptography to secure transactions between users. Bitcoin is a deflationary digital currency. Only 21 million Bitcoins will ever be in circulation. Every 10 minutes, new Bitcoins are released, with the number emitted halving every 4 years. The current rate, between 2016 and 2020, is 12.5 Bitcoins every 10 minutes. The last Bitcoin will come into circulation sometime in the year 2140. While 21 million coins may seem too few for a world with a population of over 7 billion, a Bitcoin is divisible to 8 decimal points, creating trillions of units that can be used around the globe. The smallest unit of a Bitcoin is called a Satoshi, which is 0.00000001 Bitcoin. 100 million Satoshis make one Bitcoin. The words Bitcoin with an uppercase B and Bitcoin with a lowercase b are distinct. The former is a proper name that stands for the entire system running the cryptocurrency, while the latter denotes the coin units recorded on the public ledger and assigned to users. The history of Bitcoin. Cash transactions offer the best form of privacy. Two parties can pass cash without any third party ever knowing about the transaction. Cash payments also make a currency truly fungible, meaning a coin or a note can be replaced by a similar coin of the same value, regardless of the historical use of either. When a pound coin changes hands, no record of the transaction in and of itself is kept, and nothing on the coin indicates the identity of the parties involved in the transaction. It is impossible, for example, for a merchant to refuse a particular pound coin because it was previously used for criminal activities. It is practically impossible to know where a coin or a banknote has been before it reaches you. Of course, receipts, delivery notes, and other forms of documentation that accompany cash payments provide a record that identifies everyone involved. However, this record isn't necessary for an exchange of currency to take place. With the arrival of electronic money, numbers entered into a computer, it has become difficult for two people to exchange money without a third party knowing about it. Every payment made with a bank account, credit card, or mobile money is registered on a ledger that a bank or a payment service provider maintains. Indeed, a single payment could be registered on multiple ledgers with users' details such as names, physical addresses, and telephone numbers. This means people leave a trail behind them that can be followed even decades after each transaction. Electronic payments also make it possible to brand money as tainted, which can affect everybody handling that money in future, regardless of whether they were engaged in unethical or illegal activity that originally tainted the money. While Bitcoin has been around since 2009, academics, inventors, and cryptographers have wondered how and tried to find ways to create and replicate cash in a digital environment since the 1980s. Many have pursued the dream of making it possible to spend money electronically without leaving a trail of personal data in the hands of third parties. In parallel, investors have struggled with the question of allowing a sender and receiver to transact without the need to share any identifying information from the real world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?